Thank you. Holly?
Well, as you know, this portion of the program is on radio, and so we'd like to invite the people that's coming down the road in the cars. They'll have a wonderful day if they come out to the Bluegrass Festival at Camp Springs. And, you know, this late on in the evening, it'll be Earl Scruggs and Earl Scruggs Review. And also, they'll be giving the awards away about 7 o'clock tonight. So if you're listening to the program and enjoying it, come on out and be with all of the fans over at the Bluegrass Festival here in Camp Springs, North Carolina. Oh. And I hope everyone out in the audience are enjoying the program. We have enjoyed
it. What about it? You enjoyed it? Well, I'm ready to put a stop to that right now.
Little Roy, you go to do some banjo playing for me.
I just want to tell everybody riding down the road, come on out here. Last night we had Roy A. Cuff and all of them and everybody here today.
That's right,
Conway Twitty and all. He ain't going to be here?
No.
Well, I thought he was. He had me all shook up. But I tell you what, old Earl Scruggs and Sonny Osmond, if you don't get your money's worth with them, I don't know what else.
What about our
good friend Ralph Stanley?
Ralph Stanley, Don Stover.
Everybody's
some of the best banjo players that we have. But this is what we got to offer in the Lewis family, Little Roy. Would you like to hear him play one?
Yeah, they would. We come from a little old town down in Georgia. We poor people. I tell you, the neighborhood where we come from is so poor, we have to put fertilizer around our mailbox before we can get a letter. Had revival down there the other day. And we all the Lewis family dressed up real pretty and went down there and we walked in the door and there's a big crowd. The usher caught Miggy by the hand. This is the old maid sister back here. Caught her by the hand, said, Miggy, how far would you like to sit down? Miggy said, oh, I'm tired. I'd like to sit all the way down if I could. I never will forget a long time ago. Mama told me she carried Wallace to church one night, and Wallace just got to laughing and going on. And Mama looked at him and said, now listen, Wallace, if you don't behave, I'm gonna whoop you when you get home. Wallace just kept on laughing, just kept on laughing. She said, now I'm telling you, I'm gonna whoop you when you get home if you don't behave. So Wallace just kept on laughing. So got him home, Mama got the belt out and said, well, Wallace, say, you know what I promised you over here. And I said, I'm gonna whoop you if you didn't quit laughing. Wallace said, well, Mama, I tell you what, that was the funniest thing I'd ever seen in my life. She said, well, what were you laughing about? Said, it was a man sitting over there. It's a bald-headed man sitting up under the window. It's a wasp kept lighting on his head. Every time he'd bow up in the back to get ready to sting him, his feet would slide out from under him.
Here's a song here. It starts off real slow, but about middle way, you kind of step up on the tempo a little bit. And it's on Little Roy's banjo album, one called